Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Paul and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how do I keep an open mind on spiritual matters? I think when I came into the rooms, I didn't consider myself a spiritual person and definitely not a religious person. And but I was really, really desperate to change, because I had run out of options living the old way. And you know, I was told by my sponsor to eventually to, you know, to start praying. And and that was a very strange experience for me. I felt like a phony, I felt like a fraud, felt weird. But I did it anyway, because I was you know, I was trying to change. And and I suppose that was it. Like, I started doing these things like prayer that seemed, you know, they were counterintuitive to how I thought, well, that was to things that were going to help me. But by doing it, bit by bit, I started to notice, an impact in my life, and I started to develop a kind of conversation with something outside of myself. So I think it's really the action of just doing these things that I thought wouldn't do anything or wouldn't change anything. And, you know, in terms of behavioural things, you know, trying to act in a more spiritual way, it was a similar experience. I didn't a lot of the things that were suggested to me were very different to how I had previously operated in the world, and but by taking, you know, direction and trying some of these ideas, like you know, not engaging in name calling and not responding to text messages, and you know, practicing humility, by doing those things, against my better judgment, I noticed really big changes in my life. And I think, yeah, it's just a matter of putting in those actions and trusting in the process. And then once I started doing those things, I see the results, and then the faith in this new way of living, and the faith in, you know, spirituality starts to grow, because I'm actually seeing it happen. But if I don't take those little actions and those little leaps of faith, then I don't get to see the outcome and I don't get to see the benefit, and then my mind closes off. So yeah, I'm very glad that I you know, was desperate enough to start trying these things in my life, because they've these sort of actions have been the reason that I've been able to stay sober, because I feel it's those actions and those ideas and putting them into place that have made me feel okay in my skin, and repaired relationships and made being sober feel good, which is not something that I'd ever experienced. And the only difference has been that open-mindedness and willingness to try different ideas. And yeah, I'm very grateful that that's part of my life now. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.